Well,
And talk about Mr. Nixon, what he did. Didn't mind nothing when you bribe a man for his vote and put the, all this. Oh, no.
He is a good writer.
He ain't nothing.
He is, too. Now, you read his book.
He don't come back to Greenwood either. He don't come back to his hometown anymore. He's ostracized. Nobody. He sold his birthright for a bowl of pottery.
Well, I think really he just, his father.
And you know, I had the hardest time to keep up voting for him the last time. I said, Millie, y'all ain't do nothing but come. She said, I know his mother and I've known all of that. He is, I said, you don't know nothing. Just look at his record. I don't ask. But then all this came out late on him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, now there you are. That'd be old hard headed.
Just
say it was a fine.
But he has given a very accurate account of this section of the country, and it's good history.
You know, you can't tell what happened to people. Now, I'd say he would bribe a Negro, kill that fella, father. He was a deputy sheriff, and he got in the car and he got in the back seat. Man, think nothing about it. Coming back town, and shot him. For no apparent reason. That must have had a terrific effect on that boy's life, you know.
Yes, it would. Yes,
but
it would.
I
would expect a different outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think so, that way, but it didn't. That reminded me, we were behind you all the time.
Excuse me, I'm going to submit my
fellow down there. I was going to tell you about this. We had a little met in the French Quarters. Had one or two drinks together, and we got to talking, and he'd gone to school at Mississippi Southern, and I went to school with the fellow's president of it down in Newell, and we just got in the biggest conversation. You know, he finally just said, I've got to tell you this about my father. What a terrific effect he had.
See,
he's saying his father hung. They hung him. And we had the biggest discussion all the time. That would tear a man up, wouldn't it?
Yes, it sure would.
Sit there and watch his father be hung.
Yeah.
After get the thing by the next day, we got so I wonder if that bastard pulled him out.
Well, he's.
He was swatted to it all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, it would make you really be something to live through.
Yes, I'll tell you what it did to you.
Yeah.
Well, this is about hog killing time now with these frosts now, then.
It's about the right time to.
Yeah, right time, everything. And the people down here have always been mighty generous with it when. They give it away easy too. They, very liberal.
Well,
I wish we could have been a little more helpful.
Well,
to
it's been very, very interesting and helpful. These are terms and questions really that someone like Mr. Whose memory goes way back, can really pick up more easily than our generation. It's a little removed from
is his memory good?
It's excellent.
You know, he's old enough to be slipping on something.
He's 80.
However, a lot of those people's memory way back yonder is better than some folks. And those things stand out as they get older. They come to a period when it's out of
whack. That's right. He's 86 today.
He is.
And he's just amazing.